This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Plaza in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
I've got keyboards everywhere. I got keyboards in my hands today besides the silver microphone from the boom. We had to redo the boom today on the silver microphone today, folks, because of the keyboards. Yes, I'm in the CyberWire studio. You know why? Cyber. Cyber Monday. Turns out to be Cyber Tuesday, Cyber Wednesday, etc. Because we just keep using those keyboards. Starting a fire with those babies because we're trying to buy stuff on the internet. CyberWire Studio. Got out of the greasy garage studio, walked down the hall here in the Auto World Plaza. Good to have you along. I'm glad you're here, and I hope that you take your time when you're at your front, your keyboard there on your computer or your device you're listening to me on right now, on your cell phone, while you are tapping those buttons to order for the Cyber Day that's coming up. Woo! Yeah, it's about the best way to buy things anymore. Big discounts. Well, today here on Auto World, there's no discounts. No, I'm going to give you the facts straight up today on Auto World. Yes, we're going to have a lot of fun. Absolutely, as we always do on this hour of Auto World, we're going to get to, right off the bat, we're going to get to the best small truck, period. And this is coming from CR. You're going to find out who CR is. Also, a company that is putting the handbrake on $3.5 billion. That's a big handbrake. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. And this is quite an interesting... Oh, by the way, I'm going to have also today here on Auto World the best fuel-efficient truck, and this also comes from CR. The best fuel-efficient truck. Yeah. Oh, and that segment we like to call Do You Remember? So let's get right to it. At the very end of this program, though, in the last of the hour, I have this recall for you. So I'm gonna highlight the recall right now. I want you to make sure you're ready for it with a pen, paper, pencil, and to write it down what this recall. It is a brand that all of you are, I know that your neighbor has one. I guarantee your neighbor owns one. You probably own one for sure, maybe even two of this brand. They definitely want you to park again away from structure, houses, carports, work building, just grocery store building. Okay, so that's coming at the very end of this hour of Auto World. I'm a little bit early on this recall, but that's what I like to do for you. Before the letters get sent out, I want to know and make sure that you know about them before you even get them. That's why you're tuning in. Thank you. Appreciate it. We are coast to coast, nationwide, and also worldwide because of, you know, that device you have, folks. You folks over there in Australia listening, thank you. Appreciate that on your device. And of course, on the website, autoworldmedia.com, you can listen there. So thank you again. Got trivia for you all throughout all 3 hours. And that trivia today here on Auto World is, well, I guess you could call it one of the trivias I have for you. Is for the you guys out there, listen up. And you gals are going to get a good laugh on this one. And it's very facts today, folks. Facts. Truthful facts. But this one's a fun factual thing. And again, traffic signals? Yeah, you're looking at them all the time. Well, on the third hour, we're going to have another light bulb could be added to your traffic signal. So I've got some trivia for you there, too. So let's get right to it. Let's find out right now. I want you to know what company has the best small truck. This is coming from Consumer Reports. We call them here at Auto World CR. Our CR friends, thank you, CR friends, for bringing us this information. So who did win the honors for the best small truck? The Ford Maverick. Ford Maverick, everyone. Ford Maverick receives the top honors from Consumer Reports for the best small truck. Yep. As competitive as the pickup market is, kind of scary, isn't it? The market itself has got a lot of trucks out there in small packages. Yes, but due to the Ford Maverick being named the best small truck, you're going to end up going and buying it, or at least test driving it. I know you will. Now, the Ford Maverick, it's a sibling, cousin to the F-150. It's smaller. It's a four-door, but it's like a bite-sized sibling. The truck is still very effective. It's compact. It's affordable pickup that customers, all of us, we can use it for occasionally towing something or hauling something. No, it's not a full F-150. It's a compact truck. It's a small truck. Now, I want to start right off the bat with the price. The Ford Maverick, brand new, 2024. The MSRP starting at $23,400, which is very extremely attractive, isn't it? That smells good to me. It's a for you budget conscious type of buyers out there. Come on, think about it. Ford Tough, it's there. The towing capacity is 4,000 pounds, and price again, $23,400. That's it. That beats the first hour's Chevrolet Bolt price. Oh, small and compact. They won. Thank you, Consumer Reports. CR. The max payload that you can drop in this little compact Ford Maverick, 1,544 pounds. Not to mention, oh yeah, it's got the off-road, the trimmer package. It does. Now, also you can get the Lariat trims for the Ford Maverick, but it's going to cost you a little bit more, and the cost of, you can get the XLT package, but the Lariat trims are going to be, the Lariat's the highest price package for the Ford Maverick. You can get that Lariat package for $3,495. Yep. Now, here, just recently, Jim Farley, tweeted out on the X platform. He thanks Consumer Reports. He says, I appreciate it. Love seeing more and more of our Mavericks that we build here at Ford on the road for our customers to be buying them. We're keeping the prices low for all of us to buy it. So, again, thanks goes out to a little salute that we like to do here at Auto World to Consumer Reports for all the information concerning the Ford Maverick. The best small truck. Compact. So really, do you ever really weigh what you're hauling? I mean, how many pumpkin pies did you haul to Grandma's house this year? Yeah. How do you know? You know, I keep giving you numbers. I mean, like this is, well, we know about the price, $23,400, because that hits your pocketbook weight. But how do you know about the 1,544 pounds in the back? Well, a lot of you, you know, here's a little reminder, an Auto World reminder. Is that the best way to think about it is, well, you guys out there, let's see, how much do you weigh? Okay, you're 200 pounds. Well, if 1,544 pounds, how many of yous can you be putting in the back of the bed? It's the best way to do it. Think Ford Tough. 2024 Ford Maverick. Coming up also on the third hour, I've got the, CR again. Now you know what it stands for. Consumer Reports is giving us the, yes, the best efficient small pickup. Who won that one? Well, we'll find out in the third hour. Okay, now with this, though, I want to talk a little bit about Ford. Why not? See, Ford, well, let's add some more companies in there. The big game's coming, Super Bowl. Well, Ford and General Motors won't be airing any of their commercials for the NFL's 2024 big game, folks. Yep. You know, we all sit back, we relax, we want to maybe look at those commercials, we have fun listening to them, we look at the dollar-wise and such that it costs. Well, Ford and General Motors says, nope, not this time. This is the only time they really, they're not willing to pay the attention and the price to the football that night. Yeah, Ford and General Motors is benching part of their marketing budget for next year's game, not this year's game. This year's out. Next year, maybe. No more, so you will not see General Motors or Ford stepping into that, well, that football stadium this year. We're going to come back. A little traffic signal trivia. And putting the brake on $3.5 billion? They're doing it.
Who's gonna tell you when? It's too.
you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Just doing my job on the highway patrol. I'm a highway patrol, the highway patrol. My hours are long and my pay is low, but I'll do my best to keep you driving slow. I'm just doing my job on the highway patrol.
I'm
I'm glad they're out there patrolling, make sure that we're all safe. Hopefully you folks all got back safely from your holiday traveling. Absolutely. Appreciate it. You being here. Good to have you along. You're listening to Auto World. I'm Mark Evans, your host. Auto World, America's automobile enthusiast show, where, everything is interactive, informative, and all things automotive. Well, they do. They're doing it. Yes, you probably use your handbrake here on your trip a couple, two, three times. You might even use your handbrake every time you park. It's a good idea. You got the handbrake, you got the foot brake, etc. The emergency brake. Yeah. Well, guess what? Ford is putting the handbrake on. They're going to scale back plans for a $3.5 billion Michigan battery plant, folks. Yes. For building batteries. They're putting the kibosh on the $3.5 billion spent. This was planned to spend on the Michigan battery plant to build the EV batteries. There, nope, that's not going to happen. Scaling back. They found out that all of us were, you know, the shift to electric vehicles was a little slower than they expected. Labor costs rise, and company, they moved to cut costs big time, $3.5 billion worth. No more. Yeah. It became a target, actually. The Chinese battery manufacturing technology company, CATL, that plant is wholly owned by Ford, a subsidiary company of Ford over there in China. And the U.S. United States automaker Ford has licensed technology from CATL plant to produce new the lithium-ion type of phosphate or LFP batteries for EVs. But since we all are now not buying as many EVs as what they had planned for us to purchase, they've had to put it on hold for a little bit. In fact, they said here this last week they're cutting production capacity by roughly 43% to 20 gigawatt hours per year and reducing expected employment from 2,500 jobs down to 1,700 jobs. Yep. Ford declined to disclose to us pretty much how much they plan to invest in the future. They did originally say $3.5 billion, but now they're only talking about $2 billion because of you and I are not purchasing the EV automobiles from Ford as much as they had planned. So they're putting the skids on it, putting the brake on $3.5 billion. And now I'm thinking to myself, okay, great. You know, that's good for them because that keeps them in business. They need liquid cash, don't they? They do. So they're seeing it up front before they just dive in, jump in, and spend the money. It's good for all of us because that, my friends, is going to keep the price down on the Ford products, the cars and the trucks that we do buy. So let's hope so anyway. Let's lower the prices. Ford, come on. Talking about Ford, you know, there's a guy that's unbelievable here. Ford, I want to talk a little bit about the Ford F-150, used in a different way. In fact, this gentleman, he thought that it would be a good idea to, he's got a company that he uses. He's a scooter company. Yeah, you know those electric scooters? Well, he found out that he was having a problem. And this problem was right down to, well, he's using his F-150 Ford Lightning truck to repower up his scooters in Nova Scotia. Yes, Halifax, Nova Scotia. His first name is Max. His business started, this scooter business started back in 2019, and that he found that, hey, I'm going to buy a Ford F-150 Lightning to be able to use it as a hub port to charge all these scooters. See, he goes out, collects the scooters up. Have you ever been on an electric scooter yet? Yeah, they're fun, yeah. It's not that much money to slide your credit card in and use it instead of walking to have fun. Just, why not? Let's electric scooters. Well, his whole entire problem was that, in fact, he had to put them in his old truck. I will not mention the brand. It doesn't matter, but he hauled those back to his main house and had to plug them in. Well, you can just imagine what kind of outlets he had to have, and that was one of his biggest problems. Where, in fact, he found that by buying the Ford F-150 Lightning, in his life, changed a lot. Ford actually built a special plug-in port that he could plug in at least 10 and all the way up to 15 of them at one time and recharge them where he was out in the city in Nova Scotia. Can't say it here. I'm smilla. Need to plug my tongue in. Anyway, so the Ford F-150 Lightning really helped him out with his new business that he started. And he's looking at starting a complete new business now over here in the United States, I understand, by scooter business, more so than we have in the United States. By using part of that franchise will be you have to purchase a Ford F-150 Lightning pickup truck and purchase this specialty style type plug-in in order to plug in all those scooters at one time. I think it's a good idea. My son had a neighbor across the street where he was living at the time that had scooters to the hundreds of them piled up. And he just, this young man, it was his business too. He couldn't get them all charged at one time. So that's quite unique. Absolutely. A Ford F-150 Lightning in a different way, using it in a different way. Works for me. Hey, now coming up here on Auto World at the very end of the program, we have I have the recall for you folks. PHEV has everything to do with that, and it also they're recommending for you to park, again, away from any kind of structures that's out there. Your work structure, your house, your apartment, your work, you know, where you're going grocery shopping. And this brand that's coming up here at the end of the program. So call your friends, text your friends, email your friends, do smoke signals. I don't care. Do it. Let's get them to listen to Auto World. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com is my email, of course, and a little housekeeping here. Instagram, Auto World Media. Head on over, take a look at the photos we have up there. Got a photo of that. A truck that I just mentioned about, the best compact selling automobile, truck that is that you need to buy from Consumer Reports coming up on the third hour. I've got the most efficient truck coming your way from Consumer Reports. And again, recall. But right now, do you remember? That's a segment we like to call here on Auto World. Do you remember back in 1996? It was November. In 1996, GM releases its EV1, the first electric car. Oh, do you remember that day? Oh, there's time for email. Oh, my gosh, I do remember. I do remember, but first, we got to take a break. We're going to do the email when we come back, go into the email bag, because I've got my PR director here filling in for Eddie, the engine emailer, Bobby Biesser. Thank you. And do you remember back in that day, the 1996 General Motors? Oh, we got that to talk about. We'll be right back. I'm Mark Evans, right here from the CyberWire studio.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. A plains to the Great Lakes storm is prompting winter weather alerts for 14 million Americans, contributing to below normal temperatures from New Mexico to the upper Midwest. The low pressure system is bringing rain and up to a half a foot of snow in some areas, with temperatures potentially dipping 5 to 30 degrees below normal. The winter front coincides with post-pandemic air travel surges, as a single day U.S. record of 2.9 million people are expected to fly home on Sunday after Thanksgiving. Derek Chauvin's attorney Gregory Erickson criticized federal prison officials for their lack of transparency after Chauvin was stabbed in the federal correctional institution in Tucson, Arizona on Friday. Erickson expressed frustration that Chauvin's family has been kept uninformed about the incident, relying solely on news accounts to assume he's in stable condition. Despite repeated attempts, Chauvin's family and attorneys have not received updates from Bureau of Prisons officials regarding the attack. Chauvin, the former Minneapolis police officer, is serving time for the death of George Floyd in 2020. Skip Kelly, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Keep it clean, inside and out.
I never did get a chance to work at the car wash. I was always doing the mechanicing and keeping my hands all greasy and oily. Maybe I should have been over at the car wash at least one day a week. Oh, yeah. Hey, well, folks, let's get back to do you remember? Oh, the day. It was back in November 1996. General Motors, GM, releases its EV1, first electric car. Yep, the EV1. Manufactured in Lansing, Michigan, the EV1 had a range of 70 to 90 whole miles before requiring a recharge. Yep, 70 to 90 miles before requiring a recharge, folks. We've been complaining about this 250-mile range. More than 1,100 EV1s were produced between 1996 and 1999, making it the first mass-produced electric car from a major automaker in nearly 90 years. It was the only one available. via through a lease program based on an MSRP value of $33,995. Well, in my book, that's pretty much $34,000. Trace back to the unveiling of the prototype in 1990, which, well, it was positive attention. Everybody, you know, what's that? Wow, look at that. Well, you know, the look of it wasn't the best. You didn't like it. But it laid down the groundwork for the production decision to make even more. Well, we got to get to that email. Yes, it's time. The EV1's journey was short-lived. General Motors ceased production in 1999, citing that the program's lack of profitability in a, well, shifting automotive landscape. Do you have one of those 1996 EV1s? Let me know. Email me, Auto World Radio. One word, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Call me. Let me know. I want to hear the story of it. You know what that's worth today? Ka-ching, 855-660-4261. Let's get into that email bag. That Ugo horn has been sound. He did it. He knows how to do that in Ugo horn. My PR director, Bobby B.S., are sitting in for Eddie, the engine emailer. Let's get into that email bag. Thank you. Appreciate it, Bobby. B.S., sir. PR director, you're doing such a good job. Let me see. Oh, there's one. I got one here. Get one. Oh, we got an email out. We can see if I can read it on air. We got texts coming in. Fantastic. Awesome. Got a lot of folks needing some help. We can read this one. Let's do it. This is from Donna in California. Mark, help. 911. She's driving a GMC Envoy every day and night. My headlights keep going out. I turn the headlight switch off and back on, and sometimes that makes them come back on again. Really scary when my lights go out. Mark, help. What to do? Donna with you here in Redding, California. Awesome. Awesome. Well, let's do a shout-out to one of our great Auto World affiliates right there in Redding, California, and that would be KRAC AM 1370, right there in Red Bluff. Hi, folks. How you doing? There's our shout-out horn. Shindletown, Cottonwood, and, of course, in Redding, California, where Donna is. Donna, yeah. Hey, appreciate it. Great email. And this is why I like to go into the email bag, because I know there's other listeners out there where we are coast to coast, worldwide, here at Auto World, that have the same problem. Chevy Trailblazers, also GMC Envoy, pretty much the same style of automobile, the little small SUV. Donna, what is going on with yours is that it's not the headlight switch. It's the headlight relay that is bad. The headlight relay. And you can do it yourself, first and foremost. I just want to make sure that you know that. It save you lots of money, and that's why you're tuning in, I hope. That's what it's all about here. So I want to help every one of you and save you money, get you, you know, directed and get you down driving down the right road to get the money savings. Because it is a season. You know, Christmas is coming and all. So the headlight relay is bad, Donna. And what you need to do is on the outside, pop your hood. And for you folks over there listening in Sweden and Australia, Germany, absolutely the bonnet for you folks. Over there on the driver's side of the GMC Envoy, you will find a little plastic box, Donna. It's got a plastic lid on it. It's got a little tab. Push that tab in. Swing that box back towards the firewall, towards your windshield. Then you'll see another little plastic covering. You can just grab that and pull it right up. Now, you're going to see these little plastic boxes. Those are, they're plugged into like a fuse box. That's what you're in there, and that's a fuse box. Those little plastic square little relays. Now, on that first cover that I had you pull up, you'll see in there a little map, a GPS map of what relay, you know, is for what. It'll tell you horn relay, windshield wiper relay, headlight relay. That's the one you want to replace. Now, here's a simple little Auto World tip, Donna. They're all the same, so you can actually take and pull the relay out. Be careful. Do not grab it with pliers. You'll break it. It's just a little bitty box made out of plastic. So be careful. Just wiggle it back and forth. Pull it up and exchange the headlight relay for the horn relay. Simple as that. Simple as that, Donna. And you'll notice that your horn won't honk. Good. That's what we want, because you put the bad headlight relay in the horn spot, and that's your test to find out and verify that I'm right, that the headlight relay is bad, because you've got the automatic headlights that come on and off, of course, during dark, dusk, etc. So just swap them out. Make sure go in and honk your horn. If it does not honk, then you need to buy a headlight relay. They're right around. You can get them at your aftermarket parts stores, O'Reilly's and AutoZone's and Pep Boys, Advanced Auto Parts, etc. You're going to spend about $35 for one of those. Period. You do not have to go to the dealer to go to the parts there at the dealer. You can go to the aftermarket. Like I say, you can run into your AutoZone's or everywhere, Advanced Auto Parts, etc. And do it. Get it in there, and hopefully that helps. Get you some headlights rocking and rolling again. And I know that I get this kind of an email, Donna, so you know, too. I get one probably once a month here at AutoWorldRadio@Yahoo.com about this. So hopefully we get everybody fixed and make sure you got headlights, because it is a scary thing. But here's another Auto World tip before the garage door goes down this hour of Auto World. Is when your headlights do go out, folks, and they just blink and you're dead, you know, there's no lights out in front of you, you can turn the bright lights on, Donna, and you might have to hold that lever back to keep the bright lights on, but that'll get you home and be able to, so you can see, you know, right in front of you. We don't want any accidents, so that's perfect. Headlight relay is bad. Donna, appreciate it. Send me back an email address, me, if you would, an address so I can send you out a little gift bag, and you know, I've got some Meguiar's in there for you, got some Mother's in there for you, got some wash drops in there for you. I've actually got some solution finish up there in there for you. And you know what else I'm going to put in there for you? Because it is the giving season. A headlight relay. You're getting a headlight relay. Yes! Besides some good detail products too, to make sure that your car, is definitely clean. Inside and outside, and smelling good, too. My address, again, Donna, as you know, is AutoWorldRadio@Yahoo.com. That's how you do it, folks. Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it, Donna. That's one that I kind of like to highlight more than once, because I do get that email quite a bit. But headlight relay. Coming up, folks, a recall again. Get your pen and paper and pencil out. I got a recall for you concerning the PHEV Jeeps. Coming back right after this break. I'm Mark Evans, right here in the CyberWire studio.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Are you a business owner?
Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
That's no fun at all when your car dies, your truck dies, and you're in the middle of the road. No power steering, no brakes. I do hear a few stories like that every so often. And another story, too, as we saw in the news, that car jumping through that up and around that gas station area and going, you know, full throttle like Dukes of Hazzard in the air. Folks, just another reminder that, and, you know, we sometimes might accuse that person that crashed and blew up, et cetera. It wasn't good news by any means of being intoxicated or smoking something funny or on something. Okay. I just want to highlight that throttle positioning sensors, TPS, electronically controlled, transmissions, shifting patterns in transmissions. Not saying that person was not guilty. I'm just saying that I just want to remind everybody that it's easy to say it right now, and I'm going to keep saying it. I was helping a friend here the other day and talking about this, that turn the engine off if this accelerator of your automobile goes full throttle on you. The electronic components, the Chevy Cruze had a problem with that, throttle positioning sensor. Okay, so it's easy to say, that's what I'm pointing out, is that, yeah, just turn the engine off. Sometimes we'll freeze to the brakes because our car or vehicle goes full throttle. We freeze to the brakes, we'll never be able to get it stopped. The only way to stop it is to turn the key off. Okay, Mark, I don't have a key. I have a push button start, Mark. Oh, folks, push the start button and hold it down. Just do that for me if you do not have a key. And if you have a push button start, just push it and hold it down. That will literally shut down the system to keep you safe. Because I want you back here in the next second, next minute, next week, next year, right here at Auto World. Okay, it's time now. Recall, get your pen and paper and pencil out and take some notes if you would. It's a simple but very dangerous one. It just happened here out of Auburn Hills, Michigan, folks. Stellantis. This is the company who makes the Jeep. Stellantis is recalling an estimated at this time, I'm a little bit early on this recall, but they are. Stellantis is recalling an estimated 32,125 in the United States market only at this time, plug-in hybrids, SUVs, to resolve a potential fire risk. Now, this came to be a routine company review that you that own them, it's Jeeps. I'm going to give you the year, make, and models here in a minute. Customer data led to an internal investigation in their own company. They had a lot of dealerships turning in you. You made a comment concerning this about your vehicle. Fires. Yeah, they discovered that there was some vehicle fires going happening out there. When parked and turned off, and the key was in your pocket, the remote was in your pocket, and you were in your house, your apartment, wherever you might be living. Now, six of these were connected to the chargers as they were getting charged up. Stellantis, the company who makes this Jeep, is unaware of any related injuries or accidents at this time. But, again, they do not want to have these vehicles. They want them in there back to the dealerships and get fixed. Here's the recall. The makes and models. The recall affects certain model year 2021 through 2024 Jeep Wranglers. The 4XE SUVs, folks. Yes. No other Wrangler models are affected. It's the 2021 through 2024 Jeep Wrangler 4XE SUVs. Now, the company, Stellantis, you can drive them. But however, the company, Stellantis, is advising you, the owner of those vehicles, to refrain from recharging these hybrid vehicles and to park them away from structures of any sort and away from vehicles and away from, of course, your friends, neighbors, and people in general. Now, here's the simple thing here that can be fixed. You do not need to get rid of the vehicle or trade it in, okay? That's a lot. I get asked all the time, I need to get rid of it. No. The remedy involves a software flash. It has a certain error code that's observed. The battery pack will be replaced free. Costs you nothing. Nothing. All you have to do is call your dealer, your Jeep dealer, get on the schedule book, get it scheduled, get it fixed, get the battery pack replaced. All it is a software flash. Certain error code comes up. It gets observed, and now if you do get the battery replaced, which you will, please do. Now, some of you won't have the problem again, period. Now, additional vehicles are affected in Canada. Right now at this time, they're saying about 3,856 of them outside of North America, so up in Canada. So you folks listening up in Canada, again, you got 3,856 of you that have this, that need the battery pack replaced. So get there, and I'm going to give you the website, folks, so you can go direct. And make sure that you can go to this website and read more about this, but it's simple. Get your VIN number, go to the Jeep dealership, and let's tell them you heard it right here on Auto World. Mark Evans told you 2021 through 2024 Jeep Wrangler 4XE SUVs. Here's the website, Mopar, M-O-P-A-R, .com/ENUS, my vehicle, /recalls. That's how you get there. But again, simple, easy, just go right, call your dealer, get the VIN number, tell them you've got this. And for you folks that do not have just a straight Jeep Wrangler, not the 4XE, if you're worried, please, don't be worried. Call them. Give them your VIN number, though, and they'll let you know that yours is infected or it is not infected. Let's get them fixed. Great vehicles. They really are. So that's your recall for this week here on Auto World. And again, folks, coming up on the third hour of Auto World, not only we're going into the email bag, but the third hour here, by the way, in order to get to the third hour, if your favorite radio station you're listening to me on right now, holler at them, email them, call them, bother them, say, I want the third hour. Every hour is different. I have for you the customer loyalty, the very first and residual value coming up on the third hour. That's gonna, this is from J.D. Power. The study's now in its fifth year. You're going to find out what brand is first in residual value. Customer loyalty, period. And talking about EVs and batteries and all, the third hour I've got for you, the EV battery. Where are they going to be retiring? Well, they're going to be retiring to some solar farms. And where is that going to be at? You're going to find out on the third hour. And, yeah, wait a minute. Traffic lights? Huh? Oh, there could be one more little bulb coming to your traffic light. Fourth light. I got that. And more stories on that. Oh, it's going to be a white light? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. And the least American-made pickup truck? What? Yeah, the least American-made. And also at the end of the third hour, we have, of course, the word with Mark. And this is a word that means everything to me. But first, I got a little traffic light trivia for you. Who invented the three-light traffic light? Garrett Morgan did. The first three-way traffic signal was patented in 1923 by Garrett Morgan. He was a black inventor from Ohio, as the first black citizen in Cleveland to own a car. Morgan was inspired to improve traffic signals after he witnessed an accident at an intersection. Thank you, Garrett. Garrett Morgan, right there in Cleveland. Three-way traffic light. Stop, yellow, caution, green, go. What's the white one for? We're going to have more on that coming up on the third hour. And more trivia, too. And, of course, taking your calls at 855-660-4261. My email is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. I ask you folks to deliver. I appreciate all the emails. I will get fixing your emails, get back to you on your emails by, since the holidays here. We're looking all the way until Wednesday, but I'm going to be reading next hour. I'll be reading another email live, absolutely. And I have for you on the next hour, right off the bat, promise you, the best fuel-efficient truck, period. The best fuel-efficient truck, period. From CR, which that stands for Consumer Reports. Appreciate you being here. And, with every car sold, they're doing their new program called Accelerate the Good. It's Kia. We're going to talk a little bit about that. Thanks for joining me right here from the CyberWire studio. I'm Mark Evans. Drive safe, everybody, and motor on. This has been a Loose Nut production.
Oh, I'm bad. I'm nationwide.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.